Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And today we're talking about the power that inspirational quotes can have on your life to motivate and comfort you. And if you've spent any time on the internet at all, you know that people post a lot of quotes to either help themselves or hopefully help others. And one of my biggest pet peeves is when someone posts a quote and it's anonymously credited, because I think part of the power of a quote or a statement is who it came from and knowing under what circumstances they said it. So Sarah Eyring is the producer of the Mormon Channel blog and controls a lot of the content that goes out on our social media channels. And recently, she started implementing a new program where a different inspirational quote would be shared every day to our followers. And she's here with us to talk about it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I just love it.
Yeah. So how did you get inspired to start doing this?
We had the feeling as a team, actually, that this might be a great opportunity to share content that is already in a lot of the things that we produce or broadcast, like LDS General Conference or some of our programs or devotionals and even some articles that we've had guest bloggers write. Anyway, just bits of inspiration that we could turn into inspirational quotes that people could either see on its own and share with others and feel lifted by.
So where do these quotes come from?
Most of these quotes come from LDS conferences where our church leaders speak, or devotionals where they also speak. Some of them come from the scriptures, like the Book of Mormon and the Bible. And some of them come from pieces of our content, like I mentioned.
And, you know, the whole purpose of Mormon Channel is to give people daily inspiration or a daily uplift. And I think these quotes fit perfectly in with that purpose of Mormon Channel. And why do you think it is that people seem to gravitate towards quotes as a way to feel comfort and peace in their lives or motivation?
I think oftentimes one of my thoughts is that quotes that are impactful and shared for a reason. You know, people pick up on them when they're listening to a message, and they're sort of the bit that sticks out.
Right.
And so I think that that's one of the reasons, is that the quotes that you're going to see online are things that somebody has been touched by and that you'll probably be touched by, because it's a relatable statement or it's a bit of comfort that everybody needs to hear, no matter their situation. So I think that's one of the reasons that we see quotes a lot. And hopefully that will be true for our quotes, that when people see them, they think, oh, I remember hearing that. And I remember that it mattered to me. And I understand why it matters to a lot of people. And also, I think that quotes are great because they can be short and simple. You know, some of them can be a little more detailed, but it's just a little boost. And hopefully that's what we'll provide with these quotes. And that's what we want to give people, is just the opportunity to see something, even if it's for 2 seconds, on our website or on one of our social media platforms, that they can see that and maybe it will impact their day. Even if they don't spend an hour, you know, looking more into inspirational content, they can just see that little bit, and hopefully that will lift them or inspire them to help somebody else and lift somebody else. So anyway, I think that's why quotes are powerful.
Yeah, it helps you to instantly feel good. And I think, like you said, if you're reading something and a sentence or a phrase sticks out to you, that can, just one simple sentence can pack so much meaning, or can really epitomize a principle in just a few words that sticks with you, and it helps you maybe remember, oh, I need to live this way because of this quote that I heard, or the scripture, this phrase that someone said. What's a quote that's helped you in your life?
Well, there are lots of quotes that I can think of, and especially now as I'm gathering quotes, I think, oh, I love this one and I love that one. Mm-hmm. So there are plenty out there, and we're excited to share them with everybody. But one that I have always loved, and that I think is in our queue of these quotes, is one by President Gordon B. Hinckley, who was the prophet before President Thomas S. Monson. And he said in, I think it was a leadership council that was then talked about later, and I think he often said this, he said, it will all work out. And it's very simple, and it's, you know, it's just a simple principle, but I think that it's really true. And I've always felt comforted by that. And I think his confidence in Heavenly Father's plan and in God's love and in his ability to do his best with the Lord's help, I think that has inspired me to feel more that way. You know, when I wake up, I think it will all work out, no matter what I have to face today, or no matter who I, you know, I'm given the opportunity to help. And no matter what they're facing, we can say to each other, it will all work out, because we are children of God and he has a plan for us and he has love for us and there's always hope.
And I like quotes like that are kind of broad. You can apply them to almost any situation. You know, if, like you said, if you face a hardship or a challenge or something, you can remind yourself, it will all work out. or even if you're faced with a lot of good options to choose from at different points in your life, you can reassure yourself that the right thing really will happen. It will all work out if you follow the Spirit and try and do the right thing. Mm. What do you hope these quotes will do for people who follow the Mormon channel and who might see these on a regular basis?
Well, first I'll say that one of the great things about being involved in social media for Mormon Channel is that I get to see how some Instagram post or a Facebook post is responded to immediately. Somebody will say, oh, this is just the right timing. You know, I saw this at just the right moment. Thank you so much for posting it. And I hope that with our quotes, in some cases, that will be true, that people will see it and think, this is an answer to prayer, and this is just what I needed to hear. And then I think in other cases where if it's not just what they were looking for, I hope that it might be a bit of inspiration anyway, and that even if it's not where their train of thought was taking them, they might see it and think, oh, okay, that's something that I wasn't planning on focusing on today or hadn't been thinking about in my life recently. But now I will. Now I'll focus on that, or now I'll remember that. And so I think that hopefully it will be special and helpful for people who are really in need, and also for people who are just happy to have a little bit of guidance, a little bit of comfort, a little laugh once in a while. We might have some funny ones, I hope. But anyway, so I hope that it will just brighten everyone's day, whether they were really, really looking for that light and brightness or if they just happen upon it.
Right. And I think, you know, we're told a lot of the time that sometimes when we're praying for something or trying to figure something out, oftentimes the answer to those prayers come through different people or different media, different resources. And, you know, if I'm praying for a question, sometimes that might come to me through the scriptures or through a conference talk, like you were saying, or through a quote that the Mormon Channel posts. So thank you for being here.
No problem.
And again, to see these daily quotes, you can look at the Mormon Channel social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and even Google+. And they can also, as Sarah mentioned, these quotes come from great talks, blog posts, videos, and podcasts that happen on the Mormon Channel as well, all available at mormonchannel.org. And we're going to close today with one of my favorite quotes. And this is from Albert Einstein, who is arguably one of the greatest scientific minds in history. And he said, "There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle." And I think I really love that, and it's impacted my life, because even though Albert Einstein was very intellectual and very scientific, he still left space in his mind and his heart to appreciate miracles and unexplained blessings that can only come from God. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.